And you're very welcome to tonight's DL Debate. It's Pádraig Kilfer here sitting in for Brendan Devaney, who was, of course, stateside over the weekend for what was a very successful Donegal Diaspora Initiative in Philadelphia. The event, of course, focused around connection both on and off the pitch. And on the pitch, focus turned to the inaugural Charlie McAwee Cup with over six teams from all across the world, including Boston, New York, London, Glasgow, and of course the Donegal Masters, who took part in the tournament. The bragging rights went to Donegal Boston, who defeated Tyrconnell Gaels in the final. And of course Donegal Boston was captained by Donegal man Hugh Yank Boyle, originally from the Nivora Club, lifted the Charlie McAwee Cup. We will, of course, be turning our attention to that momentous event over the weekend very shortly indeed. But first of all, we will be reflecting on yesterday's Alliance National Football League. There was mixed fortunes for the North West sides. And first of all, focusing in on Derry, they ended their National Football League Division 2 with a victory. 120-19 points was the final score against Cavan at Celtic Park yesterday, and they still will remain in Division 2, as will Tyrone. They played their final game yesterday in Healy Park in Omagh and were defeated by Cork. 22 points to 19 was the final score there. But turn our attention to Donegal's victory over Monaghan yesterday. They will, of course, play Kerry in next weekend's National Football League Division 1 final at Croke Park in a repeat of last year's All-Ireland final. Donegal's 320-316 win over Monaghan booked their spot in the final, while Kerry's draw in Armagh meant they would finish second in the standings ahead of Mayo due to the head-to-head rule. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness acknowledged plenty of positives and negatives in yesterday afternoon's hard-fought win over the Farney County when he spoke to the media after yesterday's game.
I suppose we'd be happy with a lot of it. We would be happy, wouldn't be happy at all with some of it as well. Like, you know, three goals conceded in the first half, and you know, just not at the pitch of it in terms of the defensive aspects, but there was a lot of other things when you take a step back and look at the numbers in there that you'd be happy with. But certainly that wouldn't be any good in Croke Park in that first half. They're there now, you know, they've worked hard, I suppose, over the course of the spring, and they've landed in that position. So we'll do what we always do. We'll pay respect to anybody that we meet in the final. I'm not sure who won or who got through, and we'll take it from there. It was always going to be that case. You know, Monaghan got a lot of oxygen in the first half and brought a lot of energy in the first half. And to be fair, we didn't match it the way that we should have matched it in the first half in terms of an intensity point of view. I thought we started the game well and we got good pressure on the Monaghan kick out, and we were very good in front of the posts ourselves, you know. So as I say, like, there was a lot of things that you'd be happy with, but then, you know, the big one is keeping the score down at the other end, and we didn't do that well.
Yeah, were you disappointed with the manner of the goals that Monaghan got in the first half, Jim?
Definitely, yeah, no, definitely. Listen, we'll have to go back and look at them as well, and their origin and all that type of stuff. But yeah, listen, just too easy, Ryan, in that situation, and we want to be much better. And if we're not much better the next day, we may as well stay at home.
Yeah, he called for Ryan McHugh and Shane O'Donnell in the second half, and they made a big impact, and Jason McGee was driving you forward at all times as well.
Yeah, no, definitely, that was always the plan, I suppose, that Shane would be able to play a half, and Ryan as well, bringing him out of the firing line to get him back in there and stuff, and using Finn Burr sparingly as well, and maybe 15 minutes at the end there. So all of that type of stuff you're kind of managing. And then, as I say, our goals for the league, you know, are pretty much kind of complete now at this stage. We've had a good look at the squad. We have another debut on the day. I'm not sure, does that bring us maybe to nine or ten maybe? And he did very well. Sean Martin did really well. You know, I thought he covered a lot of ground and worked hard and kicked a score in the first half and everything. So that's a positive debut for him.
You were telling us you were going to keep us guessing on the captaincy, Jim. I don't know if anybody would have called what way you went in the end. Michael Langan and Shane O'Donnell, joint captains. Can you talk us through that one?
I know, listen, we're happy with the decision. I suppose all these things come from internal conversations, and, you know, your leaders within the group and the leadership group and so forth. So yeah, listen, good luck to them now. It's a great honour for both of them, and one, I know that they're relishing having spoken with both of them. So yeah, onwards and upwards now. We've put it to bed, eventually you can stop asking me the question.
Yeah. But Sheehan, like Sheehan's probably one of the youngest players in this, one of your, I know he's been out about for a couple of years now, but he's, you know, in terms of experience wise, there's probably more caps elsewhere. Like, why have you gone towards Sheehan?
Listen, he's a very consistent player for us, you know, and he's a very important cog in the wheel, and he has a very good relationship, you know, with I suppose no matter what camp you're in, if you like, you know, younger, older. He gets on really well, connects really well, as does Michael, you know, and that was a big part of it, obviously. You know, the fellas need to be very comfortable with the people that are going to lead them, and the two of them are comfortable with the dynamic as well, and that's the most important thing, and so that's what it stemmed from, really.
Yeah, there was plenty of twists and turns throughout the afternoon, but it's going to be Kerry, a repeat of the All-Ireland final. I suppose you played them in Ballyshannon. Perhaps it wasn't their strongest team. Do you think it'll be a different story in Croke Park next week?
It will, of course. Obviously, we've seen what they've been doing, you know, over the course of the last number of games. As I said earlier, like, you know, what we did in the first half there would be no good to Kerry in Croke Park. We know that. Like, so, yeah, listen, we have a lot to work on. I suppose that's been the case the whole way through the league, you know, but there's a lot of positives as well. Like, you know, at the end of the day, there's a number of players to come back into the team in the half forward line. Probably four. You have Tomo there, which I didn't mention last week. That was the player that I was trying to think of. You know, Dara, Shane coming back in today, Kieran Moore, and then Oisin and Michael have played sparingly as well. You know, so there's a huge amount of positives there. It's actually great to be in the league final, considering how little those lads have played. You know, but that is giving other fellas an opportunity, and hopefully that'll all sort of be beneficial down the line.
Yeah, Donegal have only won one Division 1 title in 2007. It's a long time, and probably haven't come that close since. You know, you're not out in the championship to April 26. There's a decent gap there. Can you go hard at this game next week?
Oh, listen, we'll have to have a go at the game now. Like, we're in the final, and we're against the top team in the country, and you know, there's no doubt about that. So yeah, listen, it's going to be a very, very tough challenge for us. But listen, we, as you say, there's no conflict of interest with the game and the championship match. So we'll look at that now. We'll prepare as best we can and get ready for next weekend.
That was, of course, the voice of Donegal manager Jim McGuinness reflecting on his side's victory over Monaghan yesterday and booking Donegal's place in this weekend's up-and-coming Alliance National Football League Division 1 final against Kerry. It will, of course, be on here live on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Throw in there is at 4 p.m. From Croke Park. Now it's time to head stateside to the Donegal Diaspora Initiative, where Bryn Devaney recorded this special DL debate. He is joined by former Donegal and All-Ireland winner Christy Toy, and fellow St Michael's man and former Donegal player and now part of the Donegal Masters squad, Mr Brian McLaughlin, along with various special guests, all in great spirits following Donegal's victory over Monaghan yesterday. Let's head over to Bryn Devaney for the specially recorded DL debate from the States.
I have to start off with my usual intro. Fualcha Gatinia Goji and DL debate. They miss a Brennan O'Davnia and Shaw. Bree Carr's here, keep me right. This is the inter-special DL debate coming live from Philadelphia. Give it up! As ever, we have a packed show. We have two legends beside me here, Mr. Magnus, Christy Toy, Big Brian, who we all know well, the legend. We're going to hear from people from the Masters. We're going to hear from the one and only Rory McLaughlin. And another man that defends our nation, Eddie Crawford. They're peacekeepers, really, but they're here today. Something Oisin didn't tell you, this is $100 a head, by the way, to be out here. I'll collect it off you later, no problem. Bree, was that badass Gillig okay for you? We're even going to hear from our sponsors. Cian Brogan, of course, of Sister Sarah's is here. He's going to give us a few words as well. And we want to thank him for his ongoing support as ever, folks. But on the show this evening, we're going to have a few parts to it. We want to start off with the big news that Donegal are back in a league final playing our arch nemesis, John Joe. The Kerry men are back. All right, John Joe. He's only Kerry man on here, I think. Lads, I'm here with Christy as Christy Toy and Brian McLaughlin. Christy, back in a league final, the big question on everybody's lips is, Do we want to be there? Do we want to play Kerry? Or you can't avoid it. Here we are.
I think, Brendan, the two best teams in the country are now in the league final. I mean, Donegal and Kerry from the All-Ireland final was pretty clear they're kind of out on their own. I think during the league you can see like Donegal have added a couple of new players in the forward line there, which they probably needed. From the All-Ireland final, Kerry have also progressed, whereas the other teams in the chasing pack haven't really, I don't think, throughout the league. So probably the two best teams in the final. It's hard to know sometimes when you're maybe what the managers are thinking, but I think because maybe the break between the Ulster Championship and the league final, probably Jim and Kerry will want to probably want it, you know.
Yeah. Brad, of course, you should know Jim. Jim's a St. Michael's man now, is he not?
Yeah,
that's a bike that's in your hand there. Yeah.
We're all on behind him here.
Sorry,
now,
we delayed reaction there coming across from Big Brian. Brian, Jim, of course, is down. He's building a homestead in the good town of Chrysler.
He has indeed. No, listen, we're all on behind him here now, so we're hoping that...
He couldn't afford to live in Massanass. The house prices were too high there.
No, we're down. That's down on the Millionaire Row. Hey, we can't get
Upper East Side, Upper East Side, Chrysler. But Brian, on a serious note, obviously, this thing of Kerry is hanging over us, Brian, from the final. We've seen how they've played throughout the league. They've used, you know, their squad, and without really trying, Kerry are in a league final. And what's your mindset about us going into this league final with them now, in terms of obviously from the All Ireland hangover? Like, you're putting a lot on the line psychologically, playing Kerry again in a final.
No, listen, they've 3 or 4 weeks out from the championship, so I think they should, you know, they definitely should go out and try and beat them, you know. So it's like trying to get one over from the All Ireland final and definitely go at it and try and win the game and definitely try and get the.
Listen, Christy, just on that, the mindset last year, as we know, tactically, you know, it didn't happen for us in the final. The zonal defence was taken apart. Kerry's tag defence showed how the modern game needs to be played. So is that the big thing now? Obviously, it's the marking of Paddy Clifford if he's playing. He's had a few injuries there. But tactically now, Donegal have to be ready for Kerry. But is it that, in many ways, showing our style then, should we play them later on? So it's a difficult game, Christy, to get your head around in terms of our approach to it.
I think Donegal, a lot's been made of the final, obviously, when tactically maybe people thought Kerry could won over on Donegal. And like you can see during the league, Donegal are pushing up more and they are going after the kick out a bit more in terms of a press. Instead of maybe the zonal thing, they're kind of mixing that a bit more. But they needed to do that, like if you want to maybe... We've seen the way Kerry played last year, when, as you said, the tag type thing where you're pushing up all the time. Whereas Donegal seemed to be kind of mixing that a bit during the league. And when you're trying to change, if you have a system, doesn't matter what it is, if you're going back into a defensive structure or you're pressing up all the time, if you want to retrain a team, it takes months. Like, so it takes night after night training to condition the players to do whatever tactics you want to play. So I think you can see during the league there, with the way Donegal were playing, they're chasing the short kick outs a lot, and the kick would go short, they'd be up pressing up very high, but then sometimes they'd drop back in. So I think probably nowadays anyway, I think the way the analysis of games, it's difficult to hide what you're doing anyway, so I don't know if that would be much of an issue for McGuinness going to the final, that Kerry might undo their tactics or whatever for later in the summer. So, but I think it's important, like when you know you're testing out that kind of stuff, you have to play against the big, you have to test it against the stronger teams to see if it's going to actually work later in the summer, because it's not something you just do overnight. So so I think if Donegal are in the final, like, they'll not want Kerry to have won the All-Ireland. They'll not want then to let them go and take another big title off and go into the game. And, you know, given, I think, McGuinness is in mindset in terms of winning stuff, he'll not want to do that either, you know. So they'll be all, I hope anyway, they'll be all out to go for it in the final in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And Brian, on that mindset, so... If you think of it from a Kerry's perspective, if Donegal get their tactics right and, say, outplay Kerry and beat them, then Kerry can take learnings from that and be ready for the next time they play Donegal. So there's a huge psychological advantage to Kerry going into this game because of how they played in the All-Ireland final. And should they beat Donegal and expose them, you know, that's obviously a tough mindset for us. But if we get our tactics right in the day, then that gives Jack O'Connor loads of time to go back and work against that. So in many ways, it isn't really a great game for Donegal to take on board. Or what's your own feeling on it?
I think it's a good game for Donegal to take on. You know what I mean? I think we need to get one over in Kerry again. You know, we need to get over that All Ireland final. We had a bad day that day against them. You know, so it's less than it's for if we meet them down the road again. You know what I mean? It's going to be we have to set our standards, and you know what I mean. We have to, you know, put our best foot forward on them. You know what I mean? And beat them and beat them in All Ireland. You know, a National League, and you know, for because obviously if we're going to get one Ulster, we're going to maybe get in the National League semi or the All Ireland semi final or quarter final. You know, that's we're going to have to meet them again and beat them.
I guess, Christy, we shouldn't be complaining. Listen, Monaghan are relegated today. Dublin are relegated. Meath are coming up. Meath and Cork are coming up. So, Christy, in terms of where we're at. You know, I know we're trying to analyse the psychological side of it, but we should be very happy. We've won the McKenna Cup. We came through the league. You know, we won defeat, one draw. We won all other matches. So we're in a good place. It just is. It's the Kerry thing, isn't it?
I suppose everyone's going back to the All-Ireland final, but I think from that game, it was probably quite clear for me anyway that Donegal needed to add a bit more to the attack as well. Like, and especially, you've been pretty retired now, so, like, you know, when you're looking at the team, you think to get a bit more, maybe score some inside somewhere. So you can see there they've taken McCahill into the team, Shea Malone into the team. Them boys have played maybe probably, what, five or six of the league games. Like, so you can use them boys now going into the championship, you know. So, like, certainly, I know Jim probably didn't say in his, you know, post-match analysis and stuff like that about changing or whatever, but you can see clearly that Donegal have added more to their arsenal in terms of the attack, which they needed. So they like Malone there now, and then McCall, who those two guys you can go in the loop, you know, and clip over scores. Like, those are definitely two players that we needed from last year. And also then in the midfield, like, I think, you know, we were physically maybe a bit physically dominated in the final and around that area for the first 45 minutes anyway. But they've Jason Gee back in there now, who's like, he's getting like a brand new player because he was injured for most of the season last season. I don't think he maybe trained a wee lot in previous seasons and everything, but he looks like a brand new player, and he's very hard to mark, and he can play inside, he can one ball out in the middle of the field, he can score, you know. So like, they definitely have improved hugely in those departments.
Yeah. And Brian, those players Christy's mentioned there's been, if you're looking at why we would be better now going into play Kerry, you got to say Owen Bann as well as a bit players, because I mean, Jason McGee's been unbelievable. I mean, you lorded it around midfield yourself, you did a wild bit of scoring back in the day, Brian. But you appreciate Jason McGee's input in, and now Jim's going with him and Huey round the middle with Michael Langan. I know his dad's there here looking on. Donegal are very strong out round the middle now, Brian, and they, as Christy was saying, they actually now have a lot stronger squad from last season.
You do, surely. Like, you know what I mean? You need the big players. You know what I mean? Obviously, you've got your Michael Langans, you've got your Hugh McFadden's, you've got your Jess McGee's. You need your big players around the middle. You know, so it's obviously the vital now to get the possession, and so you know what I mean. So that's what we're looking for. We need possession, and need to get the scores and get the scores on the board.
Scores on the board is right, Christy. About today's game, Monaghan are always going to be a difficult prospect. You know how it is. You go through a bad league campaign. It's your last home game, so you want to boost before the championship. So in many ways, this was going to be a sticky encounter, and that's how it turned out. Donegal raced under a 191-4 lead. Monaghan had 2-3 in 5 minutes. Come right back into it. Again, talking about the league and learnings, is it a worry for Donegal the concession, particularly those goals in there that Monaghan converted?
Well, I think a couple of the goals there, like, they did cut through us quite easily. Now, where I suppose Donegal felt probably unless results went against them very badly, they're probably going to make the league final anyway. But I mean, when you're relegated like the way Monaghan, the season they've had so far, and you're going to the last game at home, you're already relegated, the pressure's kind of off you a bit, so you kind of just want to make this one big drive in that one game to give your supporters something to cheer about. And you could probably see that there today in terms of the way Monaghan approached the game and how they got, as you said, ahead of Donegal in the first few minutes, and the game was kind of clawed back, and it was a bit kind of a ding-dong game over and back. So we're kind of talking about that earlier on. That's probably how Monaghan would approach the game. But again, like anything else, McGuinness will be looking at each game. Doesn't matter what the value of the in terms of the points on the board are and the legal that he look at each game and look at that game and see why, you know, when they're analysing, why did Monaghan get through for that goal, why did that. So you can see there today there probably are a few things you can work on defence, there was maybe the structure of the setup or whoever maybe wasn't back in place at a certain time and stuff like that there. So you can take any, they'll take loads from that match, positive and negatives and things that they can work on going into the final.
Right, so the weekend out here, you've had a good time. I know it was all about the sport and the competition for you, but you went down to New York for a couple of days for a bit of sightseeing. You know, that was just for a few nice pictures.
Of course, we in fairness, now we had a lovely, we had a great time now. In fairness, with the master squad and, you know, Eddie and Archie will be on here afterwards now. But in fairness, we had a great time and. We're just glad to see everybody down here in Philadelphia. I'm just looking here at Gogi O'Donnell here and a couple of great stalwarts of James McFadden here from New York. And you know what I mean? So we're just delighted to be here. And it was just, we had a great time. Well, and obviously, Brendan, we met you in a couple of nights too.
Always a pleasure, Brian, to hang out with you. You always lead me astray. You want to give a shout out there, Christy?
Oh, well, you're just talking about the weekend there. Like, it's great to get out here and you meet like people from home that, you know, you don't really see much. Like for example, there I met Martin Ward and Conor Kelly and people that got there, who you wouldn't maybe see as much. Great fellas, authentic people from home who've worked hard out here, and you see how well regarded they are around here. You know, I'm along here with a couple of boys there, Mark Langan, Michael's dad, James McFadden, a man who just 22 years, I think he was in New York, last man to lift the New York Championship for Donegal out there. So player manager, I think he was. So people they got there, you know, and who else was it? John McCaffrey's out with us, Patrick Stewart. Who else is in that trip, Mark? So, like, it's great to, you know, that opportunity. And the most important man of the whole lot, Lorcan Rorty. So he arranged all this why we're out. You know, there's six of us or whatever out here, and he put it on a family WhatsApp group to get who wants to go to this trip, and they'd everything arranged to a T, you know, to get us out here. So it's great to have that experience with those lads as well. Lorcan's out doing a bit of business networking for the Wild Atlantic Camp down there in Creasley, so no better man. So that was the honour just to mention those. And, you know, it's great, like you see, I'm just mentioning the people I know, and sure, every other Donegal person out here meeting people and the people from home that they don't see too much, and it's a good opportunity for them to do that as well.
Yeah, and Brian, there's a Michael's Mafia's out here and high strength today. You've had a brilliant couple of days, Brian, out here. Just the diaspora, the meetup, like it's such an important event, and hopefully it'll roll on in the years to come.
Hi, listen. In fairness, now it's probably obviously to Gibbons from and Kieran Porter from Philadelphia. In fairness, they've been the men to organise the whole thing from start to finish. Like, you know what I mean? It's been unbelievable to bring this whole Donegal connection. You know, it's just been from start to finish. They've organised the whole thing. Like, and Conor McShane has been in behind from our group. You know, and it's just been and Jared McBrearty. Like, you know what I mean? It's just been, you know, the whole logistics on it. You know, to bring Highland Radio out and to yourselves, and you know what I mean? The whole party, to bring it all together in a Donegal network. You know, with a great night last night out down there, and the dinner dance. You know, and it's just been first class, like from the whole day.
I think Brian think scored a point yesterday as well. I think today.
How come you're not playing?
Well, you know what, John Joshea asked me to play there actually just before I came on here, which is Kerry, man. So I don't know, like, sorry, you know. But then, like, with a bit of discussion there about the free kicks, I says, looking back, I'm allowed at the free kicks. But then Brian here apparently is the free taker, so I don't know, like, you know, Brian, if you give up the frees, Brian asked me, he says, well, if you're able to run 30 yards, and I'm like, don't know about that. I'll do that. If you give me the frees, I'll come back.
You can run it to the bar, all right.
Lads, that's a great chat. Yes, just a catch up then. How do you see it then? We'll finish up in this league final. Do you think it's a game, honestly, Brian, Donegal can go and win full strength Kerry, full strength Donegal? Do you think we can turn the tables from the Ireland final?
No, definitely. I think Donegal's in a good place. Do you know what I mean? If they get a couple of boys coming back from injury there now. So listen, I think they can, you know, go into this final and won the National League final. It's his mentality. It's they can go on and, you know, they can go on and win Ulster get back and beat Kerry again then down the line, like, you know what I mean? It's, yeah.
That's the one. Chrissy, do you see that as the biggest challenge in terms of Donegal? You know, a lot of people were favourites for Ulster. They're looking at everybody. The two best teams now are in the final. Do you think it's something now that that is the goal? The goal is whoever beats Kerry will win all Ireland. Is that the kind of feeling?
Aye, I think Donegal and Kerry last year were the two best teams in the country, but I think they've gone, both of them have moved on a wee bit even further, like, from the chasing pack. Like Galway, maybe the other teams you'd look at who might have eyes on an All-Ireland, like Galway, possibly Mayo, Dublin, those types of teams, I think they've kind of maybe slightly regressed even throughout this season. So I think Donegal and Kerry are really out on their own. Now, it depends on, as I say, I think both teams will approach it. Like, it's a national title. Donegal haven't won it since 2007, which is nearly 20-odd years ago. So I think, like, as I said, they won the McKenna Cup, Ulster Championships there. But I think Jim, the way maybe the team's set up there and how he's using all those types of new players and trying to create a stronger squad for the championship, I think you'll see this final as another step towards that as well. So it's a hard game to call. I think Kerry, or, you know, they can kind of switch it on and off like a tap sometimes, the way they play as well. And they have Clifford there, who is kind of unmarkable, you know, really. So it's going to be a tight game, but probably I would probably give it to Donegal, I would say, looking at it.
You give us a nod, Christy. I really appreciate that. I hope you are correct, as also all those Donegal fans. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Christy Toy, Brian McLaughlin. Fáilte, welcome back, folks, to part two of the DL debate on our Donegal Diaspora show here in Philly. I'm joined by two great men, the Masters, and the men who run the Masters. And they're also men who do their bit for their country. It's Eddie Crawford and Rory McLaughlin. Lads, great to see you. Eddie, just first up, your lads are all around here flanking you. A great group of lads. It's been a brilliant few days. Really enjoyed the trip so far.
Oh, absolutely, Brendan. Thanks very much, Henry, for having us. But no, listen, it's been mighty. This trip we were planning it here from last year, and over a year now, and it all came together. And I want to thank Kieran Porter here, and John McDade, and Connor as well, and a few other people there, Cahill and Siobhan McHugh, and Louis and Louis Bradley and Carmel as well. All these people, the good Donegal people over here, for running this competition. It's been a great week. We probably came over a few days too early because there was took on a
the
lot of fluid.
In New York took it out of you, though.
Yeah, we took on a lot of fluid in a few days there, and it was pretty rough. That we landed in West evening, and I hadn't seen some of the players until Friday morning. And
that wasn't you, Rory, right? You're dedicated.
Definitely, David. I am very, very dedicated. It's all about getting the training done with the lads and, you know, getting them back in shape after a good night's session, you know.
Yeah, and nobody let the side down, did they? Is there anybody here looking in that...
Well, just looking out there, like, I see Joe there. Like, it's always nice to have one tournament man in the group, like... you know, whenever we got the heat of the battle against...
the Battle of Boston.
Battle of Boston. The Battle of Boston, we had a tournament man there. They sort things out. And I just see beside him there, big Donega, the big two-pointer hitter, like, you know.
There he is.
Good lads. And then you have Eamon McHugh, pulled out to save his life there, you know, against Glasgow. So you have all good lads there.
Yes,
Britain,
yes,
you know.
Yes. I have to give a mention to Christy Murray out here. Our bagpipe.
Where's Christy?
Spicest. Up there, everybody... Christy, you haven't missed a game in a while. You made a special. You haven't missed a Donegal match in a while, I would say. They would have missed you in Clonus today. They got across the line. Good man, Christy. Well done. Eddie, just about the tournament itself and the preparation for it. You know, the Masters is ongoing. It's such a tight bond you have now with the group. You know, and you've gone international now with it.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, we have a great group of players there. You know, all good lads. Every one of them sounds a pound, like, you know what I mean? Well, apart from Gary there, but no, they're all sound enough, they're all good lads, get on well. And probably the tournament itself, like, we done well in the tournament, but probably could have done a bit better if one of our better players was injured. He was out for a while, Michael Cannon. If Michael had been about, probably would have pushed on, maybe he's made the second place.
Would you put him ahead of Rory here in terms of importance?
Rory, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
But Rory, the event itself, I know me and you were out last night, we hit the town there. You're a great man, because you came back with chicken and chips. You went missing for a while. and you can back me a bit of grub for me, so I'd like to thank you for that. But listen, we've been so well looked after here in Philly. It's been a brilliant experience, and hopefully something that can roll on the Donegal diaspora.
Absolutely brilliant, Brendan. Honest to God, I had the time of my life. This is my first time to America, and in fairness to Eddie, Eddie brought me in 2 years ago. I love the Masters. I love everything about it. You meet some very, very good people from different clubs coming together. And again, we have to give a shout out to Paul Geller, Paul Flash Geller, 53 years of age. Today is his birthday, Brendan. So I'd like to give Paul Geller a shout out for his birthday.
Happy and that's, birthday, Paul.
You know, that's what the Masters is all about. He played yesterday, and you know, it's just a great environment to be involved in. And I'd like to thank Eddie for bringing me on board to be part of it. Because to be honest with you, like I'm a Lifford man, as you well know. We spoke about this last night. Brendan, I'm a Lifford man, and I married a lady. She brought me into Sean McCool's club in 2005, and involved with ladies there now. But to be a member of the Donegal Masters and meeting people from different clubs, it's just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant, very well done. Now, putting it back in. Eddie, that's what it's all about, what Murray's saying there, the coaching, being part of the GAA. We have something very special here, and now, thanks to the boys, this is like they've got a grasp what is being Irish, being GAA, being Donegal, being the amount of opportunities we have to network and create special memories. You know, we'll never forget this.
Absolutely, Brendan. Hey, listen, this is special. We, as I say, the Masters, most of our guys in the Masters played their football all their life in their clubs. And once you turn 40, it doesn't mean that your career should be over, you know, when you're on the scrap heap then. You know, there's always something else. And coming out here to these tournaments here and meeting so many people from Donegal, the diaspora, and even the councillors, I see Kieran Brogan down there, and Paul Cannon and Donald Mandy as well. All the boys out here and supporting the people out here. It's very important that we keep in touch with our diaspora as well, Brendan. I know, and support them in whatever they're doing. And we're delighted to be out here, to be honest, and it's a great tournament.
Brilliant, brilliant. Right, we're just going to finish up here. Just a word on the lads here. It's who spends the most time in the mirror in the group?
I have to say there, out here. Eamon Jay has to be the man. Like, you know, he looks
sharp now, Vernon.
He's a man that, you know, he led by example coming out here, you know. He's an inspiration to the Donegal Masters, the way he conducted himself through the weekend. Like, and the save he pulled off yesterday, it's, honest to God, it was one of the best saves about.
And there's a couple of candidates down here too for Riverdance, the two McShanes.
I see McShane. I don't know why McShane didn't pull the hamstring.
Sorry, Bretton. On that, we have to give a big shout out to Connor and seriously, Jared there. The savage work that they put in, Bretton, to get the Masters here. There was a lot of fundraising, a lot of way of draws, you know. And to be honest with you, the work the lads put in, we wouldn't be here only for them.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, they need a big shout out for that.
Big shout out.
Brendan, one more person I just want to mention here. No friend of mine's out here. Gogie O'Donnell from Rathmullen.
Gogie, my man.
He's a legend out here.
He's relaxing in the sunshine of Philly. You mentioned the man in the Mulberry. Can you pick a player of the tournament from your guys?
For us? Absolutely. The Burt man, Martin Donaghy. If he's down there.
Martin Donaghy, yeah. Martin Donaghy 100%.
As solid as a rock.
Martin Donaghy will go through a brick wall, Brenton.
Martin Donaghy, that's our player of the tournament.
And here, and being honest with you now, just before you finish up there, we'll have you on board, I'm sure, next year now, because we spoke about this last night when we were on the town. You know, you are going to come aboard.
I've got one hip done, I'll just get the other one. You'll done. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray McLaughlin, Eddie Crawford, go in, Eddie.
Good man, no, that's it, Brenton. Thanks very much, sir.
Thanks, lads. Great chatting you.
Cheers, bud.
Well done, lads. Yes, folks, welcome back to the last panel of the DL debate. I'm just here with three great men here. We're going to talk about this diaspora initiative. John McDade, Kieran Porter, and Kieran Brogan. Give them a round of applause. Now, 6 years ago, I talked to Oisín about doing a GA show. Oisín said, well, you need to go and get a sponsor. I came to Kieran Brogan, and he said, no problem. He's been here ever since. He's back to DL debate, and I know a lot of people listen to it here and all around the world. So I want to really thank Kieran for being behind us. Now we're negotiating a new deal, actually. The cost of living's gone up, as you all know, so I'm hustling him here on the side. But listen, Kieran knows Philly too well. The man had lived out here for a long time. So Kieran, the initiative in the few days you had been really special.
I know, it's been brilliant. I suppose the first thing I'm concerned about is I'm not sure if I can afford you anymore. I think this international thing. When we started out, it was during the COVID times, the DL debate was talked about. Things were very bleak. and you were looking for a sponsorship, and all I have to say, I'm delighted that Sister Sarah's was able to do it, but I think you've excelled too, Brendan. You deserve a lot of credit. You're very clued in, and I think you bring people during the day Elevate. You bring people all over the world, Boston, Philadelphia, and London. You bring them closer to home with your programme every week. It means an awful lot, and that's what local radio is about, and it's good to have Highland here. And I think you deserve a lot of credit for that too. And I think everybody knows there's no sugarcoating. If Devaney has someone to say, he's going to say it. But listen, this has been special. Kieran and John and all their team, I mean, we've all been in Philadelphia many times before, and I think what they've done this time for the Donegal brand is huge. They deserve a lot of credit. But the one thing that's in our DNA, no matter where we are, whether it's Carrick, Glencolumbkill, Letterkenny, London, Philadelphia, Boston, or wherever, the Donegal DNA is within every one of us, and we all want to do our best for Donegal and his people. And this year has really brought us together. It shows if we play to our strengths what we can achieve. And I think this team and this people, no Cahill McEwen, there's been a lot of people involved. This has been a really special event, and you deserve a lot of special credit for what you've done this weekend. And Eddie Crawford's a bit concerned, I think, about his job. I think a few people's looking for it now because they never believed when he took it on with the Donegal Masters it would go to these levels. So the Donegal Masters is right up there now, and I think the fitness test and everything's going to be, they're going to have a lot of pressure on. So when you have Gogi there as referee and all too, like a lot of high standards here. So listen, it's been a great weekend, and everybody has really done well, and Christy Murray, the Piper and all that, and the weather has made it. So to everyone involved, listen, that's who we are in Donegal. Thank you.
Yeah. Brilliant, Kieran. As ever. John, you're talking about the setup here and where we're at and the amount of people have inputted to this. The more than yourself and Kieran here beside you. It's all come together. It's been a phenomenal few days.
Yeah. Thanks, Brendan. Again, this has been in the works for quite a while now. And thanks to Kieran and Connor Gibbons for putting this together. But, you know, it's not like we get the opportunity to stand up here and talking about it. But, like, it's everybody. Like, there's, you know, two lads I want to be up here right now. Kieran mentioned Cahill McEwen and Louis Bradley. They're actually back at the field right now, cleaning it up, making sure that it's back together. Those lads and people like them have been working so hard. So, I mean, a big round of applause for field people like Louis Bradley and Cahill McEwen. They've done a phenomenal job. Demi McVeigh has been running this this wrestling for a few years. Demi has put all this on here today and looked after us. She just asked me to stop using that as a bypass. It's not a freeway. So, but like having such a great crowd here, the weather has been fantastic. So I want to thank everybody from the Donegal diaspora for coming here and fixing the weather. We had wild snow to use God here.
Kieran, thanks. We brought the weather and everything. Kieran, tell me, the background what John's talking about there in terms of all the planning and that, was the amount of people that's involved in this here, it's just been, I suppose when people row in, you see the best of what we are, and going back to GA people, Irish people, and the Donegal diaspora, this coming together, this energy they've created now, such a special thing, and there's a big future for this.
There's a great future for this, Brendan, and there's probably a few people that don't want to see me call them ever again, like John, like Cahill, Louis, and the boys, like just looking for something all the time. They have full-time jobs, but they're like they put on this weekend, which is unbelievable. And there's a few people that I don't want to see them calling me either. You know, like Noel and the Chicanal Gales there. So calling every 5 minutes. But it's been great. And the energy in here has been unbelievable.
Yeah. And Kieran, just from your own side in politics and that, is this something now that Donegal could embrace on different levels that they could get involved in terms of getting minors? Because there's so much heavy lifting from the boys here in terms of organising this. Is this something that there's different facets to the Donegal setup that we can help mobilise this and make it a bigger and bigger event?
There's absolutely no doubt, and I think the business forum on Friday proved that. There was a lot of very, very good, passionate speakers there. And look, sport's a great leveller, and business is good, and marketing and tourism and all that. But the Donegal brand, I don't think, has ever been as good as it is today. And it's down to all the Donegal people. No matter where they are in the world, they never forget where they come from. And that's a lovely quality to have. And if you never forget where you come from, you'll always remember what's good. And what's different for me is back in the day, you had the Irish people in different parts of the world. They were down in their hole, carrying everything in their back. Now, Paddy's up off his knees. Paddy's in the financial district on Wall Street. Paddy's in London. Paddy's in Boston, New York, and all over, and they want to give something back, and we're doing really well. And I always say we should always think of the forefathers who went before us, that carved the way, that give the Irish the great brand you have throughout the world, because there's something special about the Irish brand and the Donegal brand, and I think it's someone special we have. We all know that, and you can feel the passion in everyone that's around here today. They never forget where they come from in Donegal.
Brilliant. Well said, Kieran. Well, John, just on this now, the committee that was set up here to organise this, what you've learned from it, because, you know, it's first time happening, you're going to now put this out in terms of what happens next. What's your own thoughts on the future of this and the how you'll develop it going forward?
First thing is to block Kieran Porter's number. After that, no, it's like,
go
into
hiding for a few weeks.
No, it's really like, it all came together. You know, that was fantastic about it. Like, but we have the Donegal Association here in Philadelphia, Irish Diaspora Centre, the Irish American Business Chamber, Donegal Football Club here. Everybody just coming together, just doing the right thing. And then everybody here, like, I agree with Brian. Kieran talked about Friday and the great forum we had. You know, one of the things, the message we tried to get across, like, we had Shea Given, Paul McGinley, you know, Jason Quigley. You know, people of that caliber, you know, it's like the big message we try to get across, and Paul Cannon, fair play to him, when he talked to Highland Radio afterwards. The one message, when I was home in September, I was talking to my mates about it. A good friend of mine, Edwin Foley, brought up the fact that, you know, get over this forgotten county, and we need to rebrand ourselves as the unforgettable county, because we are really unforgettable when you beat the Donegal and you meet Donegal people.
Brilliant, Sean. And Kieran, That type of networking we're talking, we're talking about GAA, we're talking business, we're talking networking, bringing people together, and that foundation now that, because Donegal people travel probably more than any other county, we're everywhere, as Kieran was saying, John was saying, we're making our mark everywhere, but now we can really kind of home in on that and really make something special on the back of events like this. Now the next one you go to, you could just rock up and enjoy it. What's the feeling on the next one? Where do you think it'll go?
Well, the next one needs to be better than this one. You know what I mean? We set a standard now. We want it to be even better. We want more Donegal people, more Donegal connections, getting together, working together, and let's see what can happen from that, you know?
Yeah, and Kieran, what's your feeling on this event from what you've seen here in terms of tying business and GAA together, in terms of from your own background and what you're seeing?
I think it's great. I mean, there was people from Enterprise Ireland involved on Friday. I mean, these boys done a lot more work than they give themselves credit for, to be honest. There was a lot of very important people, and I think can only grow. But I do honestly think that the boys have set a very strong template, and whatever happens going forward, I think they should be very much involved in setting that template, because it was done in such a professional way. And I think that professionalism needs to carry on, because when you're involved in corporate sponsorship and stuff, people need to know that it's been professionally managed. And I think these people here brought a really professional level to it. And then I think... The council was involved this time, and the council will continue to be involved. Council has always been to the fore of promoting Donegal in every way, and economic development from tourism and everything else. Our Donegal brand, Brendan, never has been as good as it is today, and Donegal never has been, you know, foreign direct investment in Donegal at the minute. We're the eighth highest county in Ireland. We have 6,700 foreign direct investment jobs. We're in Donegal doing so much work for American companies. We're sharing information. And Donegal is right up there. And I think John McDade is right. Sometimes we're too sore in ourselves. If we play to our strengths instead of identifying our weakness, we have the players, we have done that, and there's so much more we can do. And if we adopt the Jim McGuinness mindset and the belief factor, and I think the icing on the cake is having Brendan Devaney and the DL debate as well, because it's all positive and it's all good, and driving it on. So my final word is to yourself and Highland Radio, because don't underestimate the feel-good factor that you've done for so many people in the last few days. So I'm just glad to be part of it. I'm glad that I had my son Oren with me on this journey as well. And you never know, the next time I mightn't be able to come at all, he could say that he's coming. So listen, it's a great experience for him to meet all the friends and stuff. And that's what we do here. That's what people who emigrated over the years, they never forget where they came from. They helped so many people. It was the same with Anne Colley and the Wired and Friday. That's who we are. We're Donegal. And I think these people here have set a real high marker, but I think they should be involved in the management structure of this model going forward, because the first question the council will ask, who's run it, who's involved? These people have really set a high standard, and I think they deserve a huge amount of credit.
Yeah. Brilliant, folks. We're just about to wrap it up. We'll definitely get Oren on the next time. You'll be on next show, Oren, no doubting, my man. John, just anybody left to thank? Kieran Funny took it back into the GAA. You know, if you look at Donegal now, people are looking at the All-Ireland final and this happened, that happened. We're back-to-back Ulster champions. You know, we're in All-Ireland semi, All-Ireland final. Dream stuff. Unbelievable time for Donegal. That's how you need to look at this. You know, okay, we had one bad game, but we can correct that. And is that the same way when you look across this weekend? It's all the positives from this brilliant few days.
I'm old enough to remember 92 and the feeling we had when we won in 92. And again, in 2012, I didn't get to go home. Kieran gave a ticket to Louis Bradley, not to me. But I went in 2014, went last year. So it's one of those things. I think the feel-good thing about the Donegal team, everybody here in Philadelphia and probably every diaspora centre in the world will say that this Donegal team and Jim McGuinness owe us nothing. And every day we see them, every time they do something, they're going to have one or two bad games. But they have given us so much to be proud of, not just since 2012, but since 1992. And I really think that has really built a culture among Donegal diaspora across the world that all of us are very proud of.
Folks, that's John McDade, Kieran Porter, Kieran Brogan.
I know John never wants to talk about it, but myself and John McDade has two county medals, so just giving to be mentioned.
Under 12, was it? Back in the day, cling on to the medals. Folks, listen, thanks for listening in. Thanks for the ongoing support for the DL debate. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.